The 23rd day of the blessed month of Tuba, the martyrdom of St. Timothy the Apostle. On this day, in the year 97 AD, St. Timothy the Apostle, the disciple of St. Paul and the Bishop of Ephesus, was martyred. This saint was born in the city of Lystra in Asia Minor to a Greek father and a Jewish mother. His mother raised him up on a life of godliness, faith, and studying the Holy Scriptures. St. Paul said, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is in you also." And he also said, "And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus." St. Timothy believed and was baptized at the hand of the Apostle St. Paul and became his disciple. He accompanied him in most of his missionary journeys, and St. Paul ordained him a bishop for Ephesus when he saw him growing in the Christian faith. St. Paul wrote two epistles to him, the first in the year 64 AD, explaining to him his pastoral duties and some ecclesiastical ordinances. The second was in the year 67 AD, urging him to continue the struggle for the sake of keeping the faith. For Timothy's intense pastoral activities, he attracted many of the pagans to Christianity. The wicked of the Jews and the heathen rose up against Timothy and beat him severely with sticks and rods until he delivered his spirit in Ephesus, and thus St. Timothy received the crown of martyrdom. The Christians took his pure body and buried him with great veneration. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, in the year 1861 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Kyrillos IV, also known as Cyril, the 110th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He is known as the Father of Reformation and the Church. He was born in the town of Sawama Shark, in the district of Akhmim, in the year 1816 AD. His father cared greatly to teach him the church subjects, and he grew loving godliness and piety. The young Kyrillos longed for the monastic life, and so he went to the monastery of St. Anthony and became a monk by the name of Daoud el Anthony. When the fame of his knowledge and virtues became well known, Pope Peter el Ghali, the 109th Patriarch, ordained him a priest and appointed him the abbot of the monastery. He managed the monastery well and cared for educating the monks. Pope Peter el Ghali sent him to Ethiopia to settle a dispute between the metropolitan and the people. While he was in Ethiopia, Pope Peter el Ghali departed in the year 1852, and so the young Kyrillos returned to Egypt. After a dispute for the 1 year on choosing a patriarch for the church, the bishops consecrated the monk, Father Daoud el Anthony, as general metropolitan in April of 1853 by the name of Anba Kyrillos. And when Anba Kyrillos managed the affairs of the church well, they enthroned him as patriarch in the year 1854. Anba Kyrillos devoted a great effort in spreading education, for he established schools for boys and girls. He also paid great attention to the teaching of the Coptic language and the church hymns, and he also bought a professional printing press to publish the church books. Anba Kyrillos also renovated the great St. Mark Church in El Esbekeya in Cairo. In general, he greatly cared for all the affairs connected to the church, and he consecrated some bishops and went to Ethiopia to visit the church there. after a great and hard endeavor, he reposed in the Lord. The whole Coptic nation grieved for him, and he was buried in St. Mark Church in Cairo. He sat on the St. Mark throne for about 7 years, and because of his many accomplishments, the church called him the Father of Reformation. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.